Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Yeah, hello world. I still don't get tired of hearing my song Teenage Girl in my introduction or beginning song, whatever you want to call it. It still amazes me every time. We had a jam session earlier on in the show. I was like, hey everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. So glad you guys are joining me tonight. It has been a long, fun-filled week, long but fun. And I hope your week was great too. So we have an awesome show for you guys tonight. So let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. I have two very special guests tonight. Tonight I bring you singer-songwriter Danielle Bergeron and actor Sean Hampton, and I have a fun contest with a great prize to tell you about, too. We always love to have fun here. So definitely an awesome show tonight. And thank you so much for everyone that are in the chat room right now chatting with us. I know you are excited about our guest tonight. So now I want to just bring on our guest right now. Don't waste any time. Here we go. Let's chat right now with Danielle Bergeron, singer-songwriter. Woo!
Hey, how's it going?
I am great. I'm so excited. Can't you tell? I'm very excited to talk with you.
Well, thank you very much for having us. You guys have been helping out for the past, 4 months, promoting and helping get our YouTube video out there. So that's awesome. We love the support in the States.
Oh, absolutely. We love to do it.
That's great.
Yes. Any way we can help, we know we're the one place that we can promote you like crazy. We love to do that. So, yes, and finally getting you on the show. We've been trying for a while, and now I'm so pleased to have you and get to chat with you. It'll be fun.
Thank you. It's going to be great, yeah. And I also would like to introduce you to my producer who's sitting here right now, Pete Swan from Attitude Productions.
And
we're in the studio right now. We're working away. We're just getting all wrapped up for Nashville. So, we're just working our buns off here.
That's right.
I love that. Hi, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
I am so excited to talk to both of you. I'm just so happy.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned about Nashville, which always is fun in its own right. I mean, come on, it's Nashville. So you're going to Nashville next week, as you mentioned, to Nashville at FanFest Music Festival. Can you tell us a little more details about that?
Yeah, cool. I mean, the whole week is going to be the Country Music Awards, FanFest, Music Fest, and it's going to be pretty much every country artist that you can really think about will be in town that week. So, I mean, it's quite competitive as far as trying to get a venue there. We were very, very lucky to get two spots during the day venues, and then we're also got invited to do a couple guest appearances at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. And another one in town as well on, I believe it's a Sunday, I'm not sure the venue yet. It'll be the first time playing that one. But, we got very lucky, and we're doing a little promotion for Old Gringo Boots. So I'll be wearing the most stylish boots in Nashville.
I love it.
Yeah, I got some new ones made just for me. And I'm like, I've got brown, I've got black, I've got every single color, but I was thinking more along the lines of I want peach and pink and a fade and make them look kind of vintage, and so they sent me the vintage eagle ones that I had that were in black and or brown and white that I did for an ad. So they sent me a new pair, and they're just beautiful. They're my new favorites. And, yeah, I'll be rocking them all during the festival. And, I mean, it's the largest boot company in the world, so I'm very, very lucky.
Gringo boots. Very cool. Can't wait to check that out. Love it.
Yeah, you can actually win a pair right now. I should probably bring that up. If you go on to my Facebook fan page, the official new official fan page for me on Facebook, hit like right on the wall. Say you would love to win a pair of boots, and Old Gringo will put your name into a contest, and whoever wins, they'll be sending them a free pair of boots. So do that, and if you also win, you also win a free EP signed CD, the one that I have out on iTunes right now. So it's kind of exciting. Check it out.
Very exciting. So while listening to your music, we can rock out in our Kringle boots, huh?
Well, I asked for them in my Santa video that was in December.
Yeah.
When we did the Santa video.
Started in November, yeah.
So, yeah, then I said I wasn't even finished writing that song yet, and I said I wanted a pair of Old Gringo boots, and they caught wind of that and sent me some boots for the video, and right away we all hit it off with the staff. They're great people. They're very, very nice and awesome to work with. So if you go online and you ask them any questions, the customer service is perfect. So, yeah, they sent us boots. We all got along, and a few months later we're still working together, so it's great.
Very, very, very neat. And I have to say that video, the first time I seen it, I'm like, that is so catchy and just it's a really, really great song. So people can find that on YouTube, right? I believe
yep.
It's still up there. Cool.
Yeah, it
awesome.
Is.
You can check that out.
Yeah,
what?
And Hey There Santa, she's talking
about
it too.
Hey There Santa,
yeah.
Yeah.
Love it, love it. So now let's start here at the very, very beginning about you. I have to ask you about this. Your first singing debut as a little girl, I hear you jumped up on a piano. Do tell.
Well, I was, with my mom and dad, and I guess I recognized the song being 4 years old, and I just started belting it at the top of my lungs, and everyone kind of just turned around, and they threw me right up on top of the piano, and I... entertained the whole room, and from then on my parents were going, uh-oh, we're in trouble. So
very neat. I love it.
Yeah.
So you started very, very young when you knew that you wanted to get into music, right? You always known that you wanted to do this.
Yeah, I think I was singing before I was talking.
Really cool. And so do you come from a musical family, or are you the only one?
Yeah, I do, actually. My sister is, she does sing. She doesn't sing in public, but she does have a great voice. My dad was in a Canadian country band called North of the Border, and they worked with some great CanCons, and he kind of brought me in there at a young age, and you probably won't know them because you're young and American, so you might not know them. But
I guess
the
people
that we got to go up with was like Gordon Lightfoot's guitar player, the Good Brothers, so a lot of Juno, and actually the Goods actually did get a Grammy, and so did Gordon. So, I mean, getting pulled up at a really young age, you know, it just is really inspiring and. Gets comforting every time you go up there, and you know, you just kind of feel accepted, and when I get on stage, it's like a second home for me, so it's great, yeah.
And from on there, you constantly are putting out amazing music for us fans, and I want to talk about some of the music you have out right now. So what can you tell us about your debut album, Raw Truth?
Well, Raw Truth will be coming out shortly. That is just kind of in the works right now. But we just released the EP, which is the preview. It's called Don't Tell Me I Ain't Country. And it's got four songs on there on iTunes. I think it went up, last week? just last
something like
week
that.
Or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah, we finished that end of April, and it went up pretty almost right after that. So you can get the songs Don't Tell Me I'm Country, Way Too Late's on there, Lickin' Shots is on there, and Drunk Dialing's on there. So, yeah, they're all fun, catchy, summer, nice by the pool.
Yeah. Love those kind of songs. I'm so excited because I have some songs of yours that I'm going to get the honor of playing tonight on the show. So how about we get started? How about we play your song Don't Tell Me I Ain't Country, and we'll be right back, okay?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here it is, everyone. Enjoy. She apparently loves the song as well. Don't Tell Me I Ain't Country by Danielle Bourgeot. And how can all of the fans after the show purchase all of your music?
Well, you can go on my official website if you want, and all the links are on there. You can buy my shirts. You can buy any songs. I'll take you right to iTunes. You can just go to iTunes, type in my name. The song, the EP will come up. I think it's like $3 and something cents to buy the whole EP album. So, yeah, I mean, I appreciate everyone's support, and I'm glad everyone's liking it. That's amazing.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We absolutely love it. And you actually have some fans here in the chat room that are mentioning about it. Oh, J1985 says, love this song, referring to Don't Tell Me I Hate Country. Oh, and Country Fan Dev just posted all of your links to where you can win the new boots and also where you can buy your EP. Very
amazing.
Cool.
Amazing. Thank you.
She makes it easy. Thank you. very, very cool. And also, can you give everyone the links to your websites? I also know you're on some social networking sites as well where people can chat with you and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk to me directly, tweet me. I try and get back to everybody that does. It's at DeeBourjaurd. So that's at DeeBourjaurd. And that's my Twitter name. And that's where you can talk to me directly. I'm the only one that uses that. Nobody, no management team or anything. That's me personally. You can go on my website. It's www.DanielleBourjaurd.com. I know I'm on Reverb Nation. I don't use it much, I'll be honest, but I do use that as, what do we use that for? It's like a...
Yeah, it's just like a little promo thing.
Yeah, it's a promo, mm-hmm. and that's how we get up our songs up on iTunes and stuff. So, but I haven't really, I'm not very good with computers, I'm not going to lie. And, but yeah, I know how to work, I know how to tweet. I learned that, my sister told me.
Oh yeah, you have to know how to tweet. Definitely,
so,
that's like
a
big
thing. And I actually just following you guys on thing, because I thought I had the Josie show, but I guess I didn't. So I am now following. And
oh,
you have quite
you.
The Woo. Followers. You got 10,176 people following you.
Wow.
Holy moly. Wow.
Did you know that you had
I didn't
many-
even know that. Very, very, very cool. Well, thank you for following me. And I think I'm following you, too. I got to check that out. But, yes, definitely. And, you know, we have to tweet because I love tweeting. I am addicted. I have it on my phone. I know,
yeah,
I'm crazy.
So,
but,
everyone,
oh, yes, I love it.
Time. Gotta tweet this.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. Very, very cool. So there's a lot of places that people can find you on the internet and chat with you, which I think is really cool that, you know, you respond to all of your fans. You know, not like a management team is doing it for you. You know, you're doing it personally, so that's really cool. I like
yeah.
that.
Well, they're the most important thing. Like, that's
yeah.
the reason why I've gotten as far as I have so far. And that it's the fans. So thank you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. Love it. And so I have to know, do you write all of your own songs, and what's your inspiration behind your songs?
Well, I have written so far all of the songs, except for we had a co-write with Drunk Dialing, where was the other one? Oh, we didn't write another one. That's going to be on the album, which is a surprise. But everything else is written by Pete and myself. And yeah, we do pretty much everything on our own right now. And we're doing a job that, you know, usually 20 different people would do. We're just doing it ourselves. And
yeah, we're wearing hats. Ten hats each.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, totally independent right now. Mm-hmm. We have our first song that we put out, we got on the DMDS charts in Canada for most
wow.
active indie downloaded song, number 6. So, I mean, that was as a no-name artist just putting out way too late. So that mm-hmm. was just fans downloading our songs. So really, right now, it's just we owe the fans, and that's the bottom line. So hopefully, the fan base will grow and more people will hear about us. And we're very excited to break through in the States right now, to go to Nashville and be able to play for new faces, new people. And, yeah, I mean, it's a good ride. It's a journey.
Definitely. I love that you have your hands on everything. You know what I mean? I think it's much easier that way. You know, so you have a say in what you do.
It gets crazy
mm-hmm.
times, but at least you know what you're doing, you know. The more you do yourself right now, I'll tell any musician to start off by managing and learning everything yourself. That way you're always protected. You know what you're doing. You know what you're getting yourself into. You can't be, you know, nobody can pull anything over your head or try and pull anything because you've got complete control. You know the business. And, you know, if you know it, then you can sell it. And that's that.
Yes, very, very true. Great advice for, you know, the upcoming artists out there. Love it. And also, there's actually fans in the chat room that are asking questions that I want to get to. J1985 asks, what is Danielle's biggest fear?
Biggest fear. I'm fearless.
You're fearless. Yes.
My biggest fear, honestly, like, are you talking just in life in general?
Yeah.
I worry about my little sister. Not about my little sister. I just worry about her. You know, it's funny, but I'm going to probably be a stress case the day I have kids because I know how protective I am of her. And I think that's my biggest fear. I do. I mean, I feel sorry for the boys she brings around.
There's nothing wrong with that. You have a very safe sister. Nothing wrong with that. Really, really cool. And let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, people want to hear your song Way Too Late. Well, lucky for you. I am going to play your song Way Too Late right now, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Anytime. Here we go. Way Too Late.
Too late for the promise you made for another head game or fighting in the rain. Too late for your little white fence or another step. Can't fight 'cause you're way too late.
is Way Too Late by Danielle Bergeron. I love it. Another wonderful song of yours. We're jamming back here. I hope you. I need to let you know that. And let's see here. I am, like, completely distracted by the chat room, so let me get in here. Okay, so my producer, Alan, says, yeah, we are following you. Awesome. We're following you. And let's Amazing. See here. Yes, and let's see here. Country Fan Dub says, if you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
I know this.
Does it have to be country music, or could it be anyone in the world?
Anyone in the world.
Steven Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
Tyler Smith. I absolutely love his voice. He's been my idol since I was a little wee one. And, you know, that's just, that would be a dream come true. I remember when I saw Pink and him do a duet, and I thought, I am so jealous of her right now.
That is amazing. Well, now we have to start a petition, get you to perform. That would be really cool.
Well, that would be amazing if you could do that.
Yeah, come on, fans. Let's get it. Let's do it. Very, very cool. And Alan is hilarious here. Tell Danielle she has squirrel fans following her. Okay? You have squirrel fans following you. Cool.
What's that?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. But hopefully he explains.
tell me what that is.
He says that Peanut the Squirrel is following you. Peanut the Squirrel is following you. Awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes. And J1985 says, I'm following you, Danielle. She just tweeted me. Question? Cool.
I did. Well, someone said they were listening to me on the Josie Show. I retweeted right away. And
I love it.
You guys, very much.
Very, very cool.
I'm sitting
very,
here,
cool.
I'm tweeting, and I'm talking to you. And
you're like a multitasker. That's amazing.
I am. I'm telling you. I'm on my own record label. I don't know when to stop.
Talent right there.
I have insomnia, so this is all I do.
That's right.
That is talent. I love it. Oh, J1985 says, Janita, that's me. Oh, yes. Very cool. She's an awesome fan of the show and a huge fan of yours. So, very cool. Shout out.
Thank you.
Yes. And so, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything that you're hoping to do or anything in the works that you could tell us about?
Sure. I'm working right now, just finishing up the album, Raw Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing a lot of co-writes in Nashville from now on. For pretty much the rest of the summer, wrap up everything. I think that the album will be good to go in a month from now. And I think we have interest. We can't really talk about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, I will definitely let you know. But things are going very nicely for us, and we're looking forward to basically being heard, just having the chance to really get out there and have the support team helping us and the exposure and everything. I'm very excited for that's coming up shortly. So I got to thank you guys and everyone else, all the radio stations that are playing us. And it's just, it's been really, really great because, you know, when you're a no name, when you start off and you're like, this is my first single, it really reflects on, is the song good or is it not good? Or if you're not on the charts, period, they don't want to play you. So we've been really, really lucky and super. I mean, I think what goes around comes around, and I believe in karma. And I feel like I really do deserve this. I try. I put everything I have into this. And, you know, people say, yeah, dreams can happen, but you need to work hard to make your dreams happen, and I definitely do that. My producer, I got to tell you, like, he is, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have a business partner that kicked as much as him, because I couldn't do it alone. So, you know, we're a package deal, and we're, you know, we write our stuff together, and I can't say that I'm very, very happy, and I'm proud of my music, and I couldn't, it would have never sounded like that if I didn't have Pete as well, so thank you, Pete.
Well, thank you for Rockstar, and
you can follow Pete on Twitter, too. It's Peter underscore Swan, two N's.
That's right.
Awesome.
Hey, now I've got to go into my Twitter and start talking to people. I never do that.
Oh, you have to. Mm-mm. Danielle, you have to teach him. You have to make him a Twitter fanatic. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. I will.
Chat. Yes.
Oh my God. When am I going to do that? I need another hat.
Yes. Very, very cool. And I have to say, I'll be the first one to get your new album and all of your music to promote you, and promote you, and also to just support your music. And anything that you need, anything at all, just let us know, and we got your back. We love promoting here, so we got it.
Guys. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Anytime. And so I want to ask some fun questions here for you. So have you had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy that happened?
You know what? Can I say this? No. Well, once I had a strap break on my dress, and I thought I flashed everyone. I didn't flash anyone, thank God. Thank God I didn't. I remember turning so red because my guitar was on, and the only thing that was holding it up was me playing guitar and pressing it against. And I just went along with it, and you know what? Nobody knew. And I'm so lucky, as soon as I was done, I turned around, faced my drummer, and put it back on. He was like, wow, that would have been freaky. And that scared me a little bit. I mean, I've forgotten words before, but I just make them up again, and people don't really notice. Maybe my mom, because she's one of my biggest fans, she'll notice, and Pete, he'll notice. He's mixed the song about 100 times, so he'll notice. But most people don't. So I've been pretty good so far.
Wow.
Yes, you're human. Exactly. I mean, anyone who has performed live knows that anything can happen when you're live. You never know. But it's a good icebreaker. Like if you mess up the words or something, I think it's a really great icebreaker. You know, to get the crowd laughing and into it. I don't know. It's not bad. you know, but thankfully you're all good. love it. So let's see here. Okay. So Pete, now you really have to start tweeting because J1985 says that he followed you. She followed you.
Okay.
She followed you.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
I've never had so many people following me except that time I had to get the order, but.
Definitely. Not now you got to tweet. See, that's your inspiration. And so I want to play the last song here. Well, we have time because our next guest actually has arrived, but I really want to get to the song. So we can get – oh, okay, sounds good. Then we're going to be able to play that song at the end to close our show out. Very cool.
Awesome.
Sweet. So, Danielle, I have to thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on. That'd be awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we would love to come back and talk with you again. So let's keep in touch. And now we're in contact on Twitter. And let's just keep talking and chatting away. And thank you so much for having us. Thank you guys in the chat room.
Thank you.
And keep in touch.
Absolutely. We have Twitter. We're all good. And it was so nice getting to meet you too, Pete.
Thanks to you. We really appreciate your help.
My pleasure. Anything at all, just let us know. And once again, thank you so much. And we'll definitely keep in touch. Definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Danielle Rangel, everyone. Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Your time is definitely deserved. Yes. Very deserving of that applause. Yes. So now let's get our next Alan has obviously added some new sound effects. I love it. So now, everyone, I'm very excited. We have wonderful actor Sean Hampton on. Woohoo!
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to chatting with you. It'll be fun.
Oh, me too.
Awesome. So at what age, let's start at the beginning, what age did you start acting, and when did you really realize that this was, you didn't want to do anything else, you wanted to pursue this as a career?
Well, I realized that when I was about 10 years old. I'll never forget, I was actually in the movie theater, and I was watching the original Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I was staring at the screen, just kind of imagining my 10-year-old self being him. And I just knew that was what I had to do. And I didn't actually start acting until I was in my early 20s, but that was when I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course. But I mean, who doesn't love him? I mean, really. But who would you say are your other role models or influences in the movie business?
I mean, there's so many. I mean, of course, like I said, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then, you know, there's the classics, like everyone says Denzel Washington. It's very true. He's given some great performances. It was actually because of him that I kind of tricked myself into thinking I wanted to be a lawyer, because I said, well, maybe acting is a little too lofty. So he was great in Philadelphia. I really liked him and what he did, so that's what I wanted to do.
And
when I learned what lawyers do all day, I'm like, I can't do that.
Well, we're glad you chose this route, because you're entertaining, and we absolutely love that you chose this path, because you are very, very talented.
I appreciate it.
Also, other than you're very, very talented, you have quite a remarkable family history, I have to mention. I was reading your bio, and so can you tell us about your grandma and grandpa? I thought this was really cool.
Yeah, my grandmother, her name was Dr. Effie Carey Mitchell Hampton. She was the first female physician in the state of Florida. And my grandfather, Dr. Leroy Hampton Sr., was the first African-American dentist in our hometown of Ocala, Florida. And so that really set the bar as far as achievements go.
Yes, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's one of those things you grow up with, and you hear it as a kid when you're growing up, and you're kind of like, okay, well, that's them. But, you know, it takes being an adult to look back and understand what they really accomplished.
Exactly. And you're doing wonderful for yourself, I have to say, because you've been just in so many amazing things that I wanna get to. But first, as an actor, what type of roles do you look for most, dramatic or comedies?
Right now, I mean, I really look for whatever will hire me.
Yeah.
As far as in what I like playing, what I'm the best at, it's dramatic stuff. I'm sure you've seen, you know, the work I've done on different shows, and it always leans towards the more authoritative roles, the more dramatic roles, and I really find that I enjoy doing that more than anything.
Oh, yeah, and you're so good at it, too. You've been on CSI and 90210. Can you tell us about that experience?
Those were just the greatest things. I mean, being on both of those shows, it was the cast was great, the crew was great. I mean, they were very, very well run. The director from CSI was just more than just someone who directed you and told you to leave. He would, like, talk to you and just talk about your personal life, you know, really just try to be there for you. The cast on 90210, that was a lot of fun. Everybody there was just having a good time.
Absolutely. And you were also in General Hospital, which I'm guilty of watching. I absolutely adore it. And you have to tell us your role in that and how different a soap opera is than recording a film or TV movie.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, is it different? Or I've never really, you know, knew the differences between those two.
Oh, yeah. Well, the filming a soap opera, first of all, a lot of people have this kind of mistaken idea that, like, soap opera acting is bad acting, or it's not, you know, for good actors. They are some of the most professional and accomplished actors I've ever worked with on soap operas.
Right.
They get a script that is the size of a phone book, and they have to go through it and memorize that. They have to memorize every little word, say everything. The biggest difference that I can say between soap operas and really other film and TV is soap operas are very fast. Like, they don't really have time to redo a lot of shots or take a lot of time to set up a scene. They have to shoot and move on. Whereas a TV show, and especially a movie, they will take their time.
Wow. So a soap opera is pretty intense.
They've got to churn them out, you know, because they have 5 days a week that they have to shoot for, whereas other TV shows get, you know, just one episode a week, or a movie can take months to come, or even years sometimes to come out.
Mm-hmm. And on General Hospital, what role did you play?
I played an orderly, and I played a security guard. So my first role on it was as a security guard, and I figured, well, that'll be it. I'm only ever going to be this security guard. And the best thing about soaps is, as long as you have enough months between episodes, they'll make you somebody else and bring you back. So.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Love it, love it. And also, you were in a film titled Getting Back to Zero that starred Wayne Newton. Can you tell us about that and how was it working with Wayne Newton?
Ooh. Oh, working with Wayne Newton was, that was really just one of the first true celebrities that I ever got to work with. It was a movie about these two brothers who have to basically hold a high-stakes craps game in their house in order to make enough money to pay off a gangster. And, you know, there was this parade of people that would come in every night and play, and so I played one of the people running the game, and so I was one of the dealers and talking to the players. And Wayne Newton was one of the guests for that one of the evenings, and working with him was just unbelievable. I mean, just such a professional and such a nice person, too.
Oh, wow. So when working with these celebrities or other actors, do you sometimes get starstruck, or do you just go in there with just the most confidence and just have a good time?
It's really funny because I found that I've been the most enamored by somebody when I've followed them for a very long time and know their work. Like, if I've seen somebody on TV and then I'm working with them the next week, it's cool because, you know, I've seen them before and, you know, I know that they're a fellow actor. But then there's sometimes I got to audition for an actor named David Alan Greer, who was TV Limited Color. And I watched that when I was growing up, and I did not know I would be auditioning for him. And I just walked in the room, and he was there, and I'm like, I was just blown away by who he was. And then sometimes you get to audition for huge people, and you don't even know who they are. Like, I was able to audition for Joss Whedon, the guy who directed The Avengers. And I auditioned for him in his TV show Dollhouse a couple of years ago. And I went in, I gave my audition, I left, and for some reason I came across his picture, and I'm like, oh, that's the guy who was in the room.
then that's where you're like, oh, my goodness.
Right, and I knew he created that show, but I had no idea he would be there for my audition because I never saw his face, but I just knew his name was as the creator. And then I saw him, and I said, wait, that was the guy that I just read for.
That must have been just such a, like, surreal moment, figuring that out.
Well, he cast me for the part, too, so that was even better.
That's even better. But I always wanted to know this with actors. Is there a special technique that you use to remember your lines, or do you just have a really good memory?
Yeah, everybody has something different that they do. For me, I just need to read it and read it and read it, and then I'll get it. And it's gotten better. I used to have to read things for just hours to get it. And now I'm at the point where I can just see it a couple of times for just like 5 minutes, and then I've got it. So it's a muscle. You have to just exercise it. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. Very, very, very neat. That's always been a question that I just think is just very cool. I love the different stories I get. And I hear you have a very interesting story about how you joined the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Can you tell that? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, it was one of my more gutsy moments. I wanted to join the Academy after, you know, having been in television things, because I love the business side of acting as well as being in front of the camera. And so the Academy, those are the people who choose the Emmys and all of that. And so one of the membership requirements is getting the recommendation of two current members. And I knew no one who was in the Academy at the time. My agent didn't have any clients he knew that were in it. My manager didn't have anybody. So I was able to get my hands on a member directory. And they, in this member directory, they had email addresses. So I composed an email, and I wrote it out to about 20 people at first. And I gave them a link to watch me acting. And I just said, if you think I'd be a valuable contribution to this organization, may I have your support? And I sent out 20 emails, and I got back 7 responses the next day saying that they would support me because they liked that I was bold and asked that question.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you can get somewhere, is if you really stick your nose out and just, ask the questions that most people probably would, don't ask because they're afraid. But I think that's really cool. That just shows how dedicated you are, you know?
Right, and you know, and that was my intention, is to, I wasn't just sticking my hand out and saying, please give me something. I showed them the video and I said, I think I've earned a place in this organization. I just need someone like yourself who's a member to say you agree with me. And they did, luckily.
Yes, they definitely did. I can tell you right now, because you're an incredible actor.
Thank you.
And yes, and you actually have, let's see, J1985 says, Sean has a big fan from Chicago. Well, now I'm going to have to share that spot because I'm from Chicago as well. So.
Hey, I love the Windy City. That's great.
Yes, we'll have to share that spot. But, yes, very cool. And so, let's see. Oh, Pickled Ham says, yeah, great attitude for doing the 20 emails. Yes.
Oh, you know, and that's my biggest tip to anybody who wants to get into it. Not even just acting, but anything that you feel that it's this big obstacle that you have in your way. You just have to believe in yourself and don't be arrogant about it, but just say, you know, I'm good enough and I've earned a place here and I'm just going to get people who agree with me. And that'll open so many doors.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you just mentioned that, because Pickled Ham says, if you knock on enough doors, one has got to open. True.
Exactly.
Very wise words.
Right. And so many people believe that so many people have the attitude of they're owed something. Like, oh, well, you know, I should be here because, you know, I'm just supposed to be. I'm that special. But you really have to earn something. And then once you go through working for it and you've earned it, you'll understand the difference.
Yeah, I feel more people get, you know, even more successful when they have their hands on it and not, you know, just be, like, really cocky and are like, you know what I mean? I think you get farther that way. Yeah.
Exactly.
And so let's see, I really want to just read some stuff from the chat room, some fans. J1985 asks, do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Twitter page?
Yes, I do have a Twitter, and if you want to follow it, it's at L, that's E-L, Sean Hampton.
Perfect, perfect. So follow, add, all that fun stuff. Very cool. Let's see, and Pickled Ham asks, what's the weirdest audition you have ever done? Good question.
Well, that's really easy. It was the Dollhouse audition where I said I was auditioning for Joss Whedon, because it was for a brand new character, and the character's name was Uniform. So the show basically was just about these people who, this secret group, they discovered how to wipe people's memories and make them whoever they wanted to be, like give them personalities. And when they were in their doll state, they were, that's why it's called Dollhouse, but when they were in their doll state, their minds were blank and they were just kind of loopy, like spacey kind of characters. So it's a funny story now. It wasn't at the time. But I spent, like the previous day, memorizing my lines, just going over them. It was only two sentences. I just spent all day going over it. And I knew it by heart, and I get in there and they say, action. And I completely forgot the lines.
Oh.
I completely spaced on it, and I sat there for, it must have been a good 5 seconds, just trying to go in my head, just think, and then I remembered, and I did the audition, and it was funny, because Mr. Whedon, at the end of it, he put his pen down, and he said, finally, somebody who's seen the show. And I was like, oh my goodness, that awkward pause I gave really worked for the part, you know, because they were supposed to be kind of spacey and loopy acting. So it really worked out well for me that I forgot.
Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. Very, very cool. I love that. Well, see, you're human, you know, you forget things and, you know, so you never know what could happen.
Right, and that's one of the biggest things for actors is a lot of times people will forget a line, and then they will say, oh, I'm sorry, let me start over. And that is just like the worst thing you can do. Just if you forget something, you have to use it, just go forward, and usually it'll work out for you.
Right. Very good tip. And everyone's writing that in their repertoire. Very cool. And J1985 asks, what was the weirdest dream you've ever had? Fun question.
The weirdest dream I've ever had. You know, it's not one. I'm one of these weird people that sometimes if a dream is really strange, like that'll trigger something in my head and I'll say, wait a minute, I'm dreaming. And instead of like waking up, I'll just think of weird things to do, like fly or, you know, shoot laser beams or whatever I can think of. But like I'm one of those people that can tell themselves that they're dreaming and then just figure out they can do whatever they want.
Oh, that is awesome. I've had a dream that I was chased by a strawberry, so I don't know what my brain is trying to tell me. But I don't want to know what my brain is trying to tell me. But very good question. And so do you have a website or some social networking sites that our listeners can go to so they can keep up with your latest news and chat with you and all that fun stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a social network junkie, so, of course, Twitter, the EL Sean Hampton, that is the best way. Also on Facebook, if you just go to facebook.com/SeanHamptonForever, that is another way to keep up with me. And then my official website is just my name. It's SeanHampton.com.
Easy, very, very easy. So like, abs, follow Sean Hampton.
Oh, right, please, now. Everyone.
Yes, do it. Talk to him. And also, for the people that want to get into acting but really don't know, how to get started, can you tell us some tips or some audition tips or how people can get started?
Sure. Well, the first thing is, you should never, unless it's for acting classes, you should never be paying anyone anything. Don't ever pay some agent to represent you. Don't pay a manager to take you on. Those people are supposed to get paid after you get a check. So you never give money that direction. The only time you should be paying is for acting classes. And with acting classes, here in Los Angeles, we have some of the best acting teachers in the world, and they charge maybe $250 to $400 a month. So if you're paying more than that and you're not in Los Angeles, that's way too much. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, as far as in just acting tips in general, you have to be your biggest fan, because it's going to be a long road. You're going to second guess yourself, but you really have to have confidence you're doing the right thing. And then remember, don't get caught up in identity crisis. Remember, the casting people want to hire you. So go in there and just be the best you can be.
Absolutely. Great advice for those people. And I did not even know about that you have to pay them, like, when you get paid. Like, I didn't even know that, so thank goodness.
Definitely.
Helpful tip.
There's no, like, second-guessing that rule. That is a staple rule. They get paid. Managers typically get 15%, sometimes 20%, and then agents are supposed to get 10 or 15%, depending on the kind of contract you have. But they get money only after you do. You never pay them first. They always take a percentage of your check.
Gotcha. It's crazy that there are scams out there like that and, all that crazy stuff. Can't we just all work together and try to get farther? Why you got to
exactly.
do that? I don't know.
Right.
Just invented the day. But also, I want to mention, I understand that you're working on a film titled American Anarchy. Can you tell us anything about that yet?
Yeah, that is the second film that I directed. It's a short piece that I put together. And American Anarchy is a kind of a faux true crime documentary. And so it's a story that we've made up, but we've shot it very much like a true crime story. And we're slated to put that out later on this year. And my production partner probably won't let me tell anything else, but it's going to be good. So stay tuned on Facebook and Twitter, because you'll see more about that when it comes out.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to, when you have, all the details and stuff, I'd love to check it out, on TV or online or wherever you're going to, wherever it's going to air. I'd love to check it out. Sounds
awesome. Definitely.
Yes, sweet. Keep in touch.
Oh, certainly.
Yes. And what are some things, we'll get to some fun questions now. What are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you take a little work break?
I'm really kind of a boring person. I like to read a lot, so that's something I like to do. And I spend a lot of time with my wife. We will go like to Santa Barbara together and go to wine tastings, things like that. So we just like to get away into the country and just spend time together. She's very busy all the time, and so am I. So when we get those little moments, it's nice to just spend together time.
Yeah, love it. Spending time with the family, nothing better than that.
Exactly.
There you go.
And I'm a big Star Trek geek, so I watch Star Trek on Netflix all the time.
Oh, Netflix is like my thing.
Oh, yeah.
I do too. Love Netflix. Very, very cool. I have it on my Wii station thingy, Mabobber, and so I watch things religiously. Yes. And so do you have any, I love this question, do you have any on-camera or behind-the-scenes embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy happened to you?
Let's see. Well, not really on camera necessarily, but behind the scenes. It's not, you know, it's not so much because there's not as many bloopers and outtakes and things as people think. You know, sometimes that happens and it's funny, it gets caught on tape. But a lot of times when things happen behind the scenes, it's not really as fun. I guess the biggest thing I've had off camera, the first acting role I ever had on television, I played a police officer in Orlando, Florida. And because of a mix-up with the production staff, I actually was on the news later that night as wanted for impersonating a police officer. The one of the assistants on the set, before I even got there and shot anything, tried to go to a local CVS to get them to take my picture and make a fake police badge. And the clerk scanned my picture and the fake police badge, and she said she wouldn't do it. And instead of telling her it was for a TV show, the guy just left, and then she called the cops. The cops gave it to the news, and that night the news put it out. And for the next 3 days, I had to spend time calling the cops and the news and trying to sort it out. And I told them, "Look, I'm just an actor. I didn't try to do anything."
That's crazy.
It worked out for the best. Yeah, the cops knew right away what was going on, so they were good. But yeah, it was kind of a weird 3 days for me.
Yeah, that must have been just insane. I mean, doing a movie as a cop. I mean, geez, that's supposed to be, you know, fun. You know, you're out of your element. You know, and that's insane.
It was the first role I ever got, so that was a nice initiation.
Oh, yes, that must have been a fun welcome to acting booth
exactly.
for you. Cool. I love it.
Right? Get a part, get arrested, same thing.
Yeah. Very welcome home, Sean. What's one of the goals you're working towards in your acting career? What would you like to see happen with your career?
Just for me to keep growing, I never thought that I would branch into like producing and directing now. I always figured that was about 20 years from now. But just really pursuing everything. I mean, there's not even just one thing anymore. There's so much that you want to do. You have friends who you talk to and you collaborate, so you help them write or you help them shoot something. And then, you know, there's other parts you get. So, I mean, it's really strange how it's happened, but I just really want to keep growing. And I don't even know what the future holds. That's why I'm so excited for it.
Yes, that is super, super cool. Well, you're a very artistic guy because, I mean, you not only you're acting and stuff, but you like to do, like, behind-the-scenes things. When did you really get into that? Did you used to, you know, watch what they were doing behind the scenes and you were like, "Ooh, that's interesting"?
Oh, yeah, just seeing the way that things were done or seeing the way that scenes were shot. There's a fantastic movie that Richard Pryor directed called Jojo Dancer, Your Life is Calling, and he was kind of playing himself in the movie. And it was just, you could tell he put his heart and soul into the movie. And there were just certain moments where you just felt that you were there with him. And I remember seeing that and just saying, I want to create that one day. I want to make these moments where people feel like I do right now. And it's just little moments like that. And they just plant a seed and they grow into careers later on.
Yeah, that's what I would be interested in. You know, what makes, you know, this film or TV series, you know what I mean? Because they don't get a lot of credit, which I think they should, because they're the ones that really put it together. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I always say the crew is the backbone of any production. They are there. They are the first people there and the last ones leaving.
Yes. They really work their behinds off to make a really perfect product.
Right.
Yes. Love it. And I have to say, thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. We have to have an update show with you because you're really fun to talk to. So we have to get you back on anytime you'd like.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I will come back every time.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so, so much. And we'll keep in touch because you have Twitter and Facebook, so we're all good there.
Yep. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Anytime. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Sean Hampton, everyone. Woo! Thank you. Thank you so much, Sean Hampton. And also our guest, Danielle Vergeau, for coming on the show. We had two amazing guests today. Yes, they do deserve these guys. Very well deserved. So now there are some announcements that I really want to mention. So our former guests and friends, Shadow Play, will be coming to Illinois on August 10th. And they will be performing
the
Jazz.
Have entered the building.
Oh, okay.
Red
we'll start that
alert.
One. It's all good. goodness. How am I going to remember that again? Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Peanut. Hello. How are you?
You got any squirrels on the show tonight?
No, we did not have any squirrels on the show tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. I bet you thought I was going to hang up on you, huh?
I know, yeah. I thought so. I was waiting for it. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you
I
need
have to say
help,
I love the accent.
We need a new mascot.
I have to say I really love the accent.
Hey, Josie.
Of the when it hangs up. Yes?
We need a new mascot.
Yes.
We got a surprise caller for you.
Ooh, awesome. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, put him on.
She wants to finish the conversation about tattoos.
Oh, Diana Carroll, I already know. See, I remember all of my people.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you. See, I remember all of the guests. Hi, how have you been?
Great. Congratulations on your single, sweetie pie.
Oh, thank you so much. Did you get to hear it yet? Or?
Yes, I did. I was dancing in here with the squirrels.
Now, that's what I love to hear. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you like it.
No, I don't like it. I love it.
Now, that's even better. Perfect, perfect. I'm so excited. This was definitely a surprise. I was not expecting this. I'm so glad that you called in. The last time we were talking about, I mean, we still laugh about it to this day. I want to get my producer on. We were talking about how the name across, we still laugh. I had to mention it. I'm sorry.
We just have to say it's probably the best thing we've ever heard on this show.
I'm sorry, I had
to
mention
it.
We
like to have fun. We like to joke around. That's why we're not syndicated, because we can't get in trouble. But I have to say that it's probably the best thing I ever heard. So we were talking, and we're like, so tell us, you know, people that, like, let's say they tattoo their boyfriend or girlfriend's name, you know, on themselves somewhere, and then it doesn't work out, you know, tell us about, like, removing tattoos. And then Diana comes back and says, well, we can do that. And she gives us all our technical stuff. And then she says, or we could just cross it out and write the next one if you want.
That's brilliant.
Seriously?
That's genius.
Oh, all I could picture was somebody, like, somewhere on their body having you know, Mark with a line through it, John, a line through it, Landon, a line through it, Eddie, a line through it.
I could see it done. It's never been done before, so.
I'm sorry, that's the best thing ever. I totally would do that. I would totally do that.
I'm sorry. She's been laughing about that ever since we talked to you.
That is the best thing I've ever heard, I swear. That must be the best thing ever said on this show in 3 years. I'm pretty sure
true.
It was.
It's true.
Okay, I got my tattoo gun and loaded, so when are you coming?
That is just too funny.
How much you want to bet, though, that has happened? Someone, like, doesn't want to go through the removing process or for whatever reason. So they, to be funny, they just, you know, cross it off, you know, and then Bobby underneath. I mean, I bet.
People let you walk on the eyebrows and tattoo them back on.
Well, at least they know it gets a good laugh.
People do that too, right? I think so.
What's that?
Do they do that, like, tattoo eyebrows or tattoo, like, something on there? On, like, a face?
Anything you want, baby. Anything you want.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So when are you coming? You're supposed to be on tour, rock star.
I know. I cannot wait. I really want to. We have to get out there because, I mean, you haven't officially said yes yet, but I kind of want you to be my makeup artist. You haven't officially said yes, but you're hired.
I did say
anyway.
Yes. You must not have heard me.
Oh, well, okay, good, because I'm already going to refer to you as my makeup artist. Just saying.
All right.
Just saying.
It's a done deal, but we got to do it. So how are we getting together?
Well,
we've got to figure it out because right now on the books we've got Wisconsin and we've got South Carolina. We're going to make a quick little jog to Elgin here during the summer, too.
Might as well just throw Florida, right?
We've
Florida
got
on the
Florida in there. We've got to
we
find a
it.
Way. We've got to get you set up with
I
a gig in Florida.
I can meet you.
We'll
are you
down.
Going to Tennessee?
Oh, are we doing? Yes. Can
not
we,
on
please?
The plans, but
can
we certainly will. We
yes.
certainly will figure something out. You
yeah.
know me. I'm helping her work that music angle. You know, so
good.
We're gonna
I
try and get her as
you
far
in
as
South
we
Carolina.
Can.
Oh yeah, South Carolina.
South
I'm,
Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hosting an award show.
And performing.
Okay, great. So we'll meet there because that's not too far.
Oh, really? Oh yes. Yes, yes, yes. That'd be
when
awesome.
Is that?
Where is it, Mom? Can you give all the information?
Yeah, that is the Independent Artist Award Show. You're going to host and perform.
It'll probably be easier in email, so, yeah, we could send you an email about it.
Yeah, it's
going
to be
yeah.
at the Marriott Hotel and Convention Center in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And I need to look gorgeous. So that's why you're...
yeah, it's a good idea. We need that. It's all going to be filmed. And, so it's going to be fantastic. We've got some great artists there performing to win the Independent Artist Award. And, it's going to be a super-duper night. It's going to be August 18th, I believe. So, yep.
August 18th.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's plan it. Maybe we should do a live tattoo show for you and Josie Tina, the tag team. We'll cross
That's
out her ex's
funny.
Name, and we'll give you some eyebrows.
Oh, no. That is hilarious. I think we're actually, I would really love to, like, do kind of, like, a live thing there or whatever. So then, like, we can, like, interview you or something or, you know, talk about it or something.
We'll have to do
on
that backstage
because you're
going to be live the whole time, yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, definitely. A live.
It wouldn't be my first rodeo. Let's put it that way.
That'd be fun. That'd be so cool. It's a plan.
Tell me, and you have my phone number, so we'll set it up. We have plenty of time.
Awesome. I wouldn't trust just anybody, you know, to make up the face and all that fun stuff, so you got the job.
All right, sweetie, I can't wait.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad you called in. You're always fun.
Well, the squirrels have me tied and gagged here. They just took the gag off to make me talk.
Thank you so much, Squirrel. I really appreciate it. You're just bringing in the awesome people. Appreciate it.
And I got video to prove it.
And you have footage. Awesome. Oh, and also, Alan posted, Diana can be found at alwaysbeautifulcreations.com.
There we go, everybody.
Check it out.
Yep.
Always Beautiful Creations, because with her, you'll stay beautiful. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I could be your... You know,
well,
emotional.
Unless she doesn't like you and she just makes
something.
You ugly.
Never. He's mean. Don't listen to him.
Yeah,
that was the mean
he's
squirrel.
Crazy.
No,
that was the mean
beautiful
squirrel.
Beautiful work out there. They have
the heart to make you.
Yes, you make everyone beautiful. And so all you have to do is just click on that link in the chat room, and you can go and check out everything. I'm actually on your site now.
Ooh. Yay!
Yes. Ooh, photo gallery. You have
Josie,
a photo gallery.
I made Diana Ooh. Business cards. They all they say on them is, I don't like you. Have a nice day.
Alan.
Did you make those, Alan?
Alan.
Of course. That's an oxymoron. You know that.
Oh, my God. So I'm looking at your photo gallery right now, and you, like, I love how you do the before and after kind of thing. If people, you know, when people check it out. And
actually,
you
Alan
amazing.
Did that. He did my website for me, and we have more pictures coming. I haven't become, like, the perfect photographer yet, but you got the idea.
That's amazing. Oh, and it shows one of those it shows a picture of what you were talking about before, how, you know, people with, you know, the scars or something, you know, on the face or whatever, how you can fix it. And it's not even, you can't even tell. That's
and
crazy.
Disfigurement, too, from people in car accidents or birth defects and scars from plastic surgery, you know, facelift scars. And then I do a lot of areolas also for radical mastectomies from cancer and burn, but I didn't put those on there a little bit more private. There's a special code you can go into and view those later.
Wow. This is
It's an art
awesome.
For sure, and it's really rewarding business.
Yes, I mean, because you're really helping people out, you know what I mean? And I think what you do is very, very important and amazing. And you're on Facebook and Twitter, and there's a contact for you. So everyone, check it out. Please check it out. Very cool.
Thank
Facebook.
You so much.
Ooh.
That's all because of Alan and his.
And she never drinks before she operates. Drawing is something else.
Oh, my God.
Alan is so silly.
Alan, you're nuts.
Make sure you guys go to the site, though, and check it out. I'm
yes,
all kidding aside, joking around with tattoos and stuff, but she does.
Check
Diana
out, yeah.
does an amazing job. It's just incredible. You do great, great work. Thank you.
It's true.
And I do makeup for weddings, bar mitzvahs, celebrity as well, airbrush makeup and regular stage makeup. So that complements, besides having the, it's called micropigmentation or dermographics or tattoo, whatever you prefer. but we also do, I also do the makeup as well that complements the permanent.
Very cool.
So
I know you probably
get together.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I know you probably mentioned this, but for the people who, you know, weren't able to, you know, catch you on the show before. So what, like, what kind of celebrities or, you know, people did you get to do makeup for and all that fun stuff? I think that's cool.
Well, I wish I could tell you, but I am confidential.
Gotcha.
There are, you know, a lot of people, it's, I'm really happy that you are broadcasting this, that you want to do it, but quite a few, and I will have those on the website. They'll let me soon, you know, give a release, but I keep that pretty private.
Yes.
There's an industry here in Florida called, actually one of the largest casting directors, Jacoby Casting. She did, from the beginning, Miami Vice. She's done Something About Mary, Waterboy, all the Grumpier Old Men movies, many, many. The latest TV show was Burn Notice. And so I've done quite a few actors and celebrities, as well as her, which she will tell you. I've done her eyebrows and her mother's eyebrows. And we're actually having a huge barbecue for the industry to bring incentives to the movie industry here in Florida in June, and I'll send you the invitation to that. Those people happen to be in Florida, we would love to have them come. It's at Key Biscayne, which is a beautiful park on the ocean near South Beach. And it's with everyone in the industry, music, acting, that are SAG. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But actually, Sean probably knows that you had on this evening. But we try to have a big party every year to bring movies to Florida and any kind of sitcoms or commercials. So I'll give you all the information for that, and then you'll meet some live models of mine.
That is super cool. And I love that you're very confidential, you know. I think that's very important, and I think that's really cool. I like that.
Yes, you really have to be. You know, there's a lot of people that really like to tell and refer me, and then there's a lot that want to be confidential. So that's why I have a great reputation.
Right, exactly. And we actually have questions in the chat room, but I'm not going to say their names, so we can keep this, you know, put it on air. But are there any tips for hair loss, you know, maybe because of medical reasons or et cetera? Do you have any tips for that?
I'm sorry, the squirrel was interjecting.
It's all good. So in the chat room, people are asking, do you have any tips for hair loss, you know, either because of medical reasons, et cetera? Do you have any tips for that, hair loss?
Actually, I do a lot of hair tattooing for complement of hair replacement. I use a lot of organic products to help people grow their hair when they have alopecia. That's what it's called, from whatever surgery or situations with health and illnesses. But it helps stimulate the hair, like for the eyebrows when they've lost it during cancer. And there's a lot of different things. And if they want to call me, I could give them consultations. But I work with a lot of herbal remedies and holistic homeopathic remedies, colon cleansing, liver and gallbladder flushes, all kinds of things. It's really the whole package that I help people with. It's pretty in-depth. So that would be more of a private consultation.
Yeah, and for people who want to talk to you for this private consultation, can you give out a number or something where people can contact you for emergencies?
Yeah, right through the website. Just have them just put Diana in front of alwaysbeautifulcreations.com, and that's spelled D-I-A-N-N-A, or they can just go to my website and reach me through the contact bar. And then
awesome.
I can give them a consult and call them. They can give me their phone number, and I'll be ready to help them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and to clarify, this person in the chat room says, P.S. My hair loss is due to stress and anxiety. Yeah, that does happen, yes.
Yes, it does. And I'm very familiar, and I can help.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Diana can help you. So just go to her website, and you can there's a number you can call, and she can help you out with that. No problemo. Oh, and Alan posted your email as well. Very cool. Love it. So if anybody else has any questions or anything while we still have you have time, right? Or
yeah.
I don't know if you...
I'm still tied down.
Good. So just for if you still have any questions right now while we still have her on the line, please you can do so. Yes. She get what, Alan, she could sculpt people with great goodness. Oh, man.
Unless
oh.
they know his humor, this isn't a good thing for business.
Diana's a Cherokee Indian.
I know. Alan, let's clarify. Diana, you're awesome. Alan, you're crazy. Alan is just crazy.
Actually, let me just scalp him right now and we can do a transplant
Diana,
on your colon.
Yes. Genius.
You
Let's see here. You know, I also found that, like, this is, like, a really random question, but I also found that, like, you know how they say if right when you get out of the shower, you probably shouldn't comb your hair while it's wet because, it, you know, how it falls out or breaks and whatnot? You know what I mean? I always wondered, what do you do? Like, how do you comb it? Because it's, like, all body and crazy.
For you personally, you have a beautiful head of hair there, thick, I'd imagine. It looks pretty
it's really heavy, and there's a lot of it, so I need help.
A really good, like, I'm a proponent of organic shampoos and conditioner, first of all. Mm-hmm. A really good towel that's not a terry cloth. They have those towels that are, you get them at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they sort of, it's a chamois. And you squeeze the hair, and then you want to use a nice comb, don't brush, but something that doesn't have plastic that has cuts in it. I really like the steel combs because they don't tear and rip the hair, and then you have to handle it properly. And you can comb it, but you don't want to stretch it. You don't want to rip it. Brushes are very important because they have a lot of plastic and different things that actually tear and shred the hair. So
right.
We could do a complete whole other segment on that.
It's true. Because I have, like, really thick hair. Like, there, you need, like, three people just to handle my hair. It's, like,
wow,
long.
You're lucky.
A lot of money for that. Yeah,
that could be
and
a whole
I'm very
other
serious
business.
When it comes to my hair. So I don't want it to, like, you know, break or, you know what I mean? So very good tips for me.
It's all how you handle it. I'll teach you that. And we can also save that hair because there are people that make porcelain dolls, believe it or not, and they love the real hair to create the hair for the porcelain dolls.
It's like, you know, nobody steps in the hair. That's funny. But, like, my hair is so, like so much. Like, whenever I want to, like, do a trim or something, they do these, like, really cool things that, like, I was researching where you can actually, I don't know if this is completely true, but you can actually, when you cut your hair, can't, like, if your hair is in perfect condition, can you, like, give it to people that, like, have, like, cancer or what is that about? I don't even know.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of people that donate their hair, and there's also different ways that you can save the hair and preserve it for that purpose. I'd have to look up all my resources for you. That's another call when we get together, when you call me.
Yeah. Awesome. See, I have tons of questions, so we'll get this all straightened out when I meet you. That would be really cool.
And, you know, you do lose 100 hairs a day, each individual. You probably more, since you have such thick hair,
yeah.
Gorgeous hair. But that's normal, so don't worry about that. But start saving it for sure. And if you get cut, you know, I don't know how much you get cut each month, half an inch or more.
Oh, about half an inch.
So if you want to save it, and then we'll, we'll get into that. I'll teach you how to use different shampoos, and that's really good because a lot of shampoos with chemicals cause cancer.
If you haven't seen Josie's hair, just look at the video monitor on the site.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair.
Oh, that's nothing now.
Oh, it's nothing
now.
My hair is
short. Now it's down all the way to her bottom.
Yeah, it's true. I sit on it sometimes. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's great. You know what, too, and for your other gal that called in or was in the chat room, that could be a lot of the reason. People can be allergic to some of the products out there, and it actually makes your hair fall out.
Oh, yeah, the hairspray. Mm-hmm. Like, she
all
mentioned
kinds of products, too. They have a lot of byproducts of other crap in it that companies put into our products, and it makes cancer and all kinds of really contraindications. So we could do a really good show on that to educate the public.
Yeah, I you know, that's what I was just thinking about. We need you back on the show, you know, as a real guest appearance, so we have more time to discuss this because, you know, this is very important. My hair is very important to me. And I want to find ways that, you know, and a lot of people have all different types of hair and, you know, I think it's really good to, you know, just inform these people of what not to use and what to use on your hair so your hair doesn't get all damaged and, you know, crazy.
Actually, that's the first thing that I did. I grew up in a beauty salon since I was 10, and then I got my beauty license at 15 in Oregon, which is the hardest state to get a full cosmetology license. So I did hair, nails, and skin back in the 80s. And I always wondered why there were so many products and what they all meant. And then I was introduced to a chemist who was a biochemist at UCLA. And he makes all my shampoos and hair and skin products that are completely homeopathic and food grade. So I studied with him for many, many years. And he makes all of my skincare, which complements all my tattooing. And my permanent makeup is organic as well. So there's a lot, and I do speak and give a lot of seminars and educational. We have one coming up for 3 days at my business here in Paradise in Delray Beach, which I'm going to send you the invitation for that.
Yes,
and,
please.
And we're going to videotape it so we could put it out on YouTube, and that'll complement with what you want to do.
Yeah. That would be so cool. And so when you post on YouTube, please let me know so I can, you know, post it and promote it if you'd like or whatever.
I love to, because you never know who's in town. This is a vacation destination, so if they want to, we're setting it up like a medical convention. We have a beautiful facility here, and they're building a brand new Hyatt right in the heart of Delray Beach. So we're teaching everything that we do. We do laser hair removal for body and bikini and underarms and face. We have the laser Exilis, which is fat reducing and skin tightening. It was on Dr. Oz and the Doctor's Show. We have that. We have anything you want that has to do with the beauty industry, plastic surgery for anything. We kind of cover it all.
Wow, very cool. Yeah, we're going to have a whole other show for this because I'd like, you know, to open it up for people. And we can actually promote this ahead of time. We can actually promote this ahead of time so we can get people in here that, you know, could ask questions and, you know, call in if they have tips and stuff. That'd be really cool.
When doing laser hair removal, like a bikini wax, what happens if you have to sneeze? How do you not miss?
Oh, goodness.
He's cut off.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Please turn his mic off.
You don't want
to cut
off.
Time to disconnect.
Yes.
Who is that? Okay, I'm taking over. The squirrels have just tied up Alan and gagged him.
Yes, please.
There you go. Do you still got that gag?
I'll send you a video shortly. Stay tuned. I'm sending you a video shortly.
Awesome. Yes, please.
That's perfect. That's all we need.
That is genius.
I love it. Well, we have to thank Diane.
Thank you so much
for calling
letting me crash your show here.
Oh, no, it was so fun talking with you and getting tips. And I'm very excited to get to meet you. And you're, please make me gorgeous.
I will. More gorgeous.
Not,
always beautiful
gorgeous,
all of the
gorgeous.
Time. Gorgeous, darling, gorgeous. When is your first time?
Thank you so much. And we will keep in touch with you and very, very cool.
Know.
And thank you so much for coming on and surprising me.
Okay, one other thing. When is your first show that you're going to do and go on the road?
Oh, I actually...
Wisconsin?
It's in Wisconsin.
July 13th.
July 13th. I'm going to get to sing my song, and I think I'm singing a couple songs with the star of the night.
Scott Nichols.
Scott Nichols. So that's going to be exciting.
Very good. Okay, send me that itinerary, because I have a lot of clients up there and friends in Wisconsin and all over Michigan, and they bounce back and forth, and they would love to come and see you.
That would be awesome. Wisconsin is the place to go to. We'll send you all the details for that. And I also think, besides singing, I also think I'm doing a live show, a live Josie show. I'm going to have a booth, and people can walk up to me and say hi and stuff, so that would be kind of cool.
Very nice. I
want to
come.
We'll probably have some giveaways.
We'll have giveaways, definitely.
All right. Well, let's get together. You have a great evening. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you.
Oh, me too, and it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on, and we will talk to you soon, all right?
All righty.
All right. Diana Carroll, everyone. And once again, please, please check out her website, alwaysbeautifulcreations.com. Where you can see all of the amazing transformations that she does, you know, the before and after photo gallery, and follow her on Twitter and Facebook, and she has everything on her website. Oh, she even has a newsletter. Ooh, I'm signing up. But yes, so please, please do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks once again to my guest tonight, Danielle Burchell and Sean Hampton. And thank you guys so, so much, the fans and the supporters that were in the chat room chatting with us. Thank you guys so much. So yeah, back to the announcements. Our former guests and friends Shadow Play will be coming to Illinois on August 10th. They will be performing at the Guest House, which is at 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin. So if you live in the area, make sure you come check them out and stop by and say hello to me if you see me out there. I'd love to see you. Please bring a camera so I could take pictures with you. That'd be awesome. I want to post pictures on Facebook. I need new pictures. But yes, okay, that was random. Anyway, also, I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill up my guest book. John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping the Country, Jenna from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talent Kids and Teens, and Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. So thank you guys so much. Mwah. Love. Also, I want to share with you our upcoming guests on the Josie Show. Take a listen to our Humongo lineup. Cassie Jordan, Adrian Bustamante, Wally Montgomery, Brad Howard, Gary Cook, Bonnie McGill, Scott Carter, Kevin Kramer, Marvin C. Jr. Thiel, Kaz Hunter, Double L, Darren Warner, Kylie Evans, Texas Bobby Dean, Larry C. Johnson, then Morris Blaze, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Paul Lopez, and the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, EMJ Taylor, Stephen Jacobson, I hope I'm saying, Stephen Jacobson, I'm so sorry, Red Jenkins, and Don Murdoch. Yeah, can you tell I'm so bad with names? Oh, goodness. But, yes, love you guys. Can't wait to talk to you guys. And also stay tuned, as we mentioned, because soon I will release details because the Josie Show is hitting the road again. That's right, I will do a live show from a concert in a park with Scott Nichol. So stay tuned to hear all the details for that as well. I might even hop on stage for a few minutes. Yes, it's it's a guarantee. also, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter Stephanie Foster. So make sure you tune in on that show, Sunday, May 20th, for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone, May 20th.
Yeah, no, it's going to be May 27th, correction.
May 27th, correction. Must change.
It's Sunday. No, it's this Sunday.
Oh, just, gotcha. You know, May 27th. All right. It's all good. It's all good. She keeps me on track. It's all good. We'll have some chart-topping country music, great video to share, a special, special new surprise, and a fun contest I'll tell you about shortly. And so, yes, all the fun stuff. And actually, I'm going to get to the concert now because I think this is very, very cool. So this concert, you can actually win 4 tickets to the Independent Artist Award Show in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and luxury accommodations at the Marriott Spartanburg for one night. Brain fart. Travel not included. Woo! Trying to talk fast. You will get to see the show and meet all of the contestants and Southern Star staff. It will be awesome. All you have to do is call into our Josie's Heart Country line at 847-893-9140. The number again is 847-893-9140. And tell us why you think you should win in 2 minutes or less. And remember to include your name, number, and what state or country you're from. It's pretty simple. So, yeah, and a winner will be picked and announced on my Josie's Heart Country show on thesouthernstar.org on July 21st. So it'll be really cool because you get to meet all of us. I'll get to meet you, which is going to be really cool. So I'd love to meet y'all. So please check that out. So, yeah, I mean, I basically covered all the bases here. I think I got everything done without getting shut off. And we have a song. Oh, yes, we do, to close us off in the show. Good night, everyone. And we are going to close off the show. Let's play our first guest of the night, Danielle Bergeau, Lickin' Shots. Her song, Lickin' Shots. Let's roll out. Good night.
Night, everybody.
Night.
You got me.